This holiday season, get Rascal Flatts' first ever Christmas album, The Greatest Gift of All.
The fans have wanted this. It's something that we feel just fantastic about, and it was such a joy to do it.
The new album features 10 new Christmas standards, including Strange Way to Save the World.
But this is such a strange way to save the world.
It was written from Joseph's perspective and the weight he must have felt with the weight of raising God's only son.
This Christmas, get the greatest gift of all from Rascal Flatts.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Available now, wherever you buy music, and rascalflatts.com.
Welcome back to Safer Income for Life with Charles and David Bartman. They're, of course, the music of Rascal Flatts. Boy, they got a lot of hits. But I'll tell you what, they've got a brand new CD out, and it is their first ever Christmas CD. It's called The Greatest Gift of All, and it's available wherever music is sold, but it's also available right here today. We're giving out copies of the new CD from Rascal Flatts. If you give us a call and come into the office, schedule yourself an appointment to sit down with Charles and David. We'd love to put this in your hands as our gift to you. Give us a call at 800-452-0208, or find us online. Find out more at SRF Center. That's the Senior Financial Center, srfcenter.com. Well, the guys did have the opportunity to go to Nashville and sit down with the folks from Rascal Flatts.
You guys released a new Christmas album, and it was amazing to me because I'm from the Detroit area. I actually grew up with Stevie Wonder, all the whole crew. Yep. I know those guys on a first-name basis, Smokey Robinson, Stevie Wonder, Temptations, Four Tops. I hung around with those guys. It kind of clicked with me when you said you actually got that song from Stevie Wonder. And my son, actually, I was in a limousine with him, and he's blind, and I had him sign an autograph, and he actually rode in a car, and it actually came out pretty good.
Oh, that's
but
awesome.
he signed it over to my son and my daughter.
That's cool. Great.
Yeah,
but really cool, man.
So did you enjoy the Christmas? Obviously, this is your first one. It's taken you 16 years to do it. So did you enjoy doing that?
Yeah, we loved every second of it. You know, it's kind of been a labor of love, and just trying to find the right time to have enough time to do it the way we wanted to, and it came out, I think, better than what we even imagined it would. So, but first of all, it's our favorite time of the year, and then you're getting to sing about the birth of Jesus, and then you're getting to do some of your favorite classics that you grew up with a little spin on it. And we had a great time doing it. It was a little tough doing it when it was 100 degrees here in Nashville during the summertime. But other than that, we were absolutely in the spirit for sure.
Yeah, the children did a great job, and your daughter, she did a wonderful job.
Oh, thanks.
And Brittany, right?
Yeah, we had to pay them.
Oh, you had to pay them.
Good feeling gone.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like, now you're going to charge us? What?
Yeah, now they want to sing on the next Rascal Flatts.
Yeah. We can't afford you kids.
So you guys, were you two originally from Ohio? Correct?
Yeah, yeah.
We are.
Yeah, we're Midwest boys. We're right down the street.
Yeah, exactly.
Street from you guys.
Ohio State fan?
Yeah.
Oh, through and through. Yeah.
I had a good buddy that, his dad played at Notre Dame, and then they moved to Michigan because of Ford.
Oh, yeah.
And he ended up playing for Ohio State because a lot of his family still live there. But
wow,
I love that, living in Michigan but playing for Ohio State. That's
isn't
awesome.
That crazy?
Yeah. Attaboy.
Yeah. And then it's the other way around. You got Ohio guys that play for Michigan. You're like, what's wrong with you?
Oh yeah. So,
they're not allowed back in the state ever after that happens.
It's the greatest rivalry in college football.
Right.
It just is.
Right. So when do you guys come into Detroit again?
Well, we were there back at the end of July, sure we'll hit Detroit again next year. It's one of our favorite cities to go to.
Yep.
Detroit will always have a special place in my heart because my son was born the day we played there in 2012.
Oh, really?
Wow. I flew back down to Nashville, spent 2 hours here, welcomed him to the world, flew back to Detroit, walked on stage with 10 minutes to spare, and played the show in my scrubs.
Wow.
And your scrubs.
Well, our job is to actually help people financially. I know it's a lot of planning goes into your tours, and how do you work around that with your busy schedules and family and Christmas time, the holiday hunting for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've been blessed enough where we can kind of set our own schedule. So, right. You know, we really try to knock it out in the end of the first quarter and all summer, kind of beat it up, you know, and right. beat up the streets and touring. And but, you know, we're weekend warriors, so we're, you know, we all have families, so we try to be home 3-4 days a week and then just work the weekends. And then, you know, we wind down, you know, try to get done before Halloween, which we're done touring now. And
we got a great team of people too that advise us and take care of yeah. a lot of the day-to-day work, you know, of running a business. I mean, we run a company, so right. we've got a lot of great people around us that that take care of a lot of stuff for us, and we yeah. try to be as involved as we possibly can.
Right. Yeah, and that's the same thing with our clients. You know, we try to get them involved as much as they can so they have a clear understanding of, you know, what they're doing, and then they leave it up to us to make sure that they, you know, we're keeping their money safe.
Absolutely. Right. Very important. Mm-hmm.
Gary and Jay, obviously your cousins, how did you get this guy into the group?
We met him on Match.com.
Trio.com.
Jodon and I became friends in 1997. I was a band leader for another gal named Shelley Wright back then.
Right.
And she wanted me to put together a new band and help her find some new pieces. And Jodon came in to audition, and we hired him immediately. He and I became really good friends, touring together and being on the road. And at the same time, Gary had come down to Nashville, and we were living together. And I was trying to, really, the plan was to try to get him a record deal, and I was going to try to produce him and set him on his way as a solo artist. But the more the three of us hung out and started to sing together, we realized quickly we had some magic there between us, and here we are 17 years later, you know.
Yeah, it's very important. You know, it's, you know, like when I see you guys are, you know, like you're just tight, like a tight-knit group, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
just like Thank you. We're family, that's yeah, for sure, you know.
Yeah. Talking about family, Jodon, you in the golf clothing now, correct?
Well, you know, yeah, that was a brief little thing I did that was so cool to do with a company called Sligo that makes golf clothing. Yeah, my son, his name's Jagger.
Yeah.
And so they make specialized shirts for different pro golfers. And then they asked me, since I wear a lot of Sligo stuff, Jay wears Sligo as well a lot.
Right.
And different pro-ams and stuff.
Right.
I wear Sligo. It's a knockoff of Sligo.
Sligo.
Yeah.
Sligo. Baseball and golf.
Yeah, it doubles as a fishing lure, too.
But it's a topwater bait.
Right. It's right. so sweet, man. It's so sweet. So they designed a shirt, and Jagger got to actually scribble on a piece of paper and write his name.
Oh, really?
It's about 3 years ago. And so he wrote his G's backwards back then. It's so sweet because he was like 5 years old.
How old was he?
He was only 5 then. Now he's 8.
Okay.
But all the proceeds of that shirt goes to the Vanderbilt Children's Hospital.
Oh, great.
And
great.
He got to give a check to the hospital for like $10,000
right.
about a year and a half ago, which was so sweet for him to do that in his name, which was sensational. Great.
Could you have taken that $10,000 from Jagger and just turned it into about 50? Come on, fellas.
Right.
I don't know about 50, but definitely make sure it grows.
About 100 years, maybe. Right.
Yeah. Obviously, the market is very volatile, and we're ready for a major correction out there. Everybody talks about it. Everybody's, you know, worried about their money. And we try to protect people's money from losing and protect their money for retirement. Obviously, the music industry is volatile, too. Mm-hmm. What do you do to, you know, keep going? Stay together. You've been together for 16 years. I mean, that's a long time. These groups split up a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we've been fortunate, you know, to genuinely like each other, which is a key to it. So many bands have big falling outs with each other and end up hating each other, but we do really love each other. I mean, we're human beings, and we face adversity and have disagreements sometimes, but I think the thing we've learned to do is to recognize that Rascal Flatts is bigger than just the three of us. We have something that's very important and a very important platform. We've been able to touch a lot of lives, so I think at the end of the day, what we try to do is remember that we're three individual people, but what we've built together is extraordinarily greater than what we ever imagined, and the commitment to that is what keeps us going.
Well, if you're ever up in Michigan, let me know. We'll go bow hunting.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Get Nick Jagger to go or something.
Yeah, yeah, love to. It'd be awesome.
Thanks, man.
Good to see
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. I don't want to second guess what angels have to say. Such a strange way.